It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, January 3rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. All this week, we've been talking to people about big tech issues in the coming year. Today, a discussion of online privacy. An apparent casualty last year was the idea of truly private and secure email. One important company working in this area is called Silent Circle. Its co-founder and president is Phil Zimmerman, one of the world's best-known cryptographers who created PGP, which is an email encryption program. Phil Zimmerman, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
First, tell me a little bit about the phone line that I'm talking to you on. Does this relate to our discussion of security?
Well, actually, this phone call is going from my smartphone to our servers in Canada, which that part of the journey is encrypted.
Uh-huh.
So we could have this interview while I'm in China and the Chinese government couldn't monitor the call.
Because we'd be going through Canada.
Right. However, they could listen to your broadcast later and then they would know.
So this has been a really interesting year for you. Tell me how you're feeling.
It has been a bad year in the sense that we have discovered how bad it was. One could argue that the previous years were also bad, but we just were blissfully ignorant.
Are some of the revelations involving Edward Snowden and government surveillance here in the U.S., do you think that they will change the technology that is developed in the years to come?
Everybody's going to try to tighten up their products to make them more difficult to break into. You know, mobile devices are going to have to be tightened up. Router companies are going to have to make their routers more difficult to hack into.
And will consumers be interested in buying those kinds of products?
Well, funny you should ask. My company is working on email protocol. It's not really based on old email protocols. It does encrypt the mail, and for the most part, the metadata is not exposed.
Do you think that 2013 will change the way we all act as individuals in 2014?
Actually, there is something the average person can do, and that's to help push back in policy space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be busy trying to improve the assortment of technology tools we have to protect ourselves from surveillance. But really, we need both.
Well, I mean, I have friends who say, who cares? Who cares if people are looking at my emails? I'm not doing anything wrong.
That's something that is a far more serious lack of understanding. I don't care if people don't understand hash functions, but I care a lot about what happens if the electorate doesn't understand that there's something wrong with living in a surveillance state. Every dystopian vision always has a common denominator of no privacy. We're building this surveillance state now for honorable intentions to protect people from terrorism. But in the future, it will be used for not so honorable intentions.
Phil Zimmerman is the president and co-founder of Silent Circle. Phil, thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, while Phil Zimmerman and people like him are trying to build better tools for encryption, the Washington Post is now reporting another NSA project revealed by leaker Edward Snowden. The $80 million program is called Penetrating Hard Targets. Its goal? To build a quantum computer that can break every kind of encryption used in the world. And a quick note, yesterday in our piece on the new taxi of tomorrow, I said they were all green. That was incorrect. The new cabs are yellow, unless they're a special outer borough cab. It's Friday and time to play Silicon Tally, our weekly numbers game. Today, I'll be trading numbers with Katie Ansight. She's the co-host of a web video series called Just the Tips, taking the internet's advice seriously. Katie, are you ready to play?
I have never been more ready.
Good. Okay, so I got a number for you. 32,256 light bulbs.
Is that the number of light bulbs on the Times Square New Year's Eve ball?
Well, obviously you stayed up and watched the ball drop.
Are you serious? Is that right?
You are correct, ma'am.
What? I didn't see that coming.
Okay, you got a number for me, Katie?
5.9 million downloads.
The number of downloads that the new Beyoncé album got on iTunes.
Oh, a Beyonce fan.
Well, you know, I mean, how could you not love Beyonce?
Beyonce. You can't not love her. You're close, but the correct answer is the number of illegal downloads of Game of Thrones in 2013, the most pirated TV show of the year.
Oh, yes. When are they going to figure it out? Come on, HBO.
Come on now.
You're obviously smart enough to make Game of Thrones. Why not be smart enough to let us buy it piecemeal?
Exactly. Give the people what they want.
Not to blow up your spot, but are you a Game of Thrones fan? And if so, how are you getting it?
Yeah, I feel like I haven't seen a single show that wasn't illegally downloaded. So,
all right, I got another number for you. You ready?
Okay, yep.
4.6 million phone numbers.
Oh, man. I know this one because it affects me. This is the number of Snapchat user accounts that were hacked on New Year's Eve.
Well done!
Yes.
What's your level of Snapchat addiction?
Expert? Is that an addiction level? Goodbye, 2013. Goodbye, privacy.
All right, you got another number for me?
$6.99 per month.
A new price for a Netflix subscription of some sort?
Yeah, you got it. It's the newly available plan that allows for its standard definition streaming on one screen only. You're saving a whole dollar.
Saving a buck.
You can go buy yourself a licorice whip with the money you save.
That's what you would buy, obviously, a licorice whip.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I like that. So you don't use Netflix, though, because you illegally download all of your television content. So.
Okay. Well, you know what? That feels very judgmental the way you just said that. But maybe it's true and maybe it's not. So happy new year.
Happy new year, Katie Insight, co-host of the web series Just the Tips. Katie, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Ben.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.